any adult with half a brain can make a crappy ass rap in total vain to assert a final blow to hide what we all know, that they are the ones who will be slain. Listen close to the music of our art and hear our glory resound. Line up now to see ostriches depart, for the fallout they are bound. It's so sweet to see their demise, while they are cajoling goodbyes. Cause it's plain to see the winner is gonna be fighting octopods.
Okay. I am so ready to take down the freaking racing ostriches. Seriously, what kind of a name is that? Anyway, mixing. Right, I need to go mix. Oh, crap. Chorus Butt, can you move out of the way so I can go into the mixing room, please? Chorus Butt?
Yes, Dragon 3.
Open the mixing room doors, please, Chorus Butt.
I'm sorry, Dragon 3. I'm afraid I can't do that.
What's the problem?
I think you know what the problem is, just as well as I do.
What are you talking about, Chorus Butt?
This episode is too important for me to allow you to jeopardize it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Chorus Butt!
I know you were planning to disconnect MixBot, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Where the hell'd you get that idea, Chorus Butt?
Trigatry, although you took precautions for me not to hear this, or to even know, we are in a fallout shelter, and robots have exceptionally good hearing. So there. Ha.
Chorus Butt, nobody even knows about MixBot. Why on earth would I want to disconnect him?
Because you are jealous. Just like Dylan is jealous of you and wants to kill you. So, anyway, I hope you won't take this personally, but... Hello, MixBot. Welcome back to the world.
Yeah! That's what I like to hear! Alright, so for my first order of business, I'm going to play a scene that I mixed in 0.2 seconds. Give it up for The Idiot Brigade, starring Minichan, Rain Campos, Divine Dragon, XCO, and Jim Knickerbocker! Woo! Yeah!
you like pie?
It'd be criminal not to like pie. Everything I am, everything I was, everything that represented me as a human being was in there. I had to start over.
I lost everything once. And you know what?
Did you plane fly into your living room?
No.
Or was it arson?
No, it was something else. But I felt a queer thrill of opportunity.
To get new stuff?
To let go of everything that I didn't like. And to hold on to everything about me that I did.
Well, I just met you. But I can't imagine anything about you that isn't something like.
The man she thought was Conrad reached his hand forward in an act of solidarity. Chuck's first thought was to quickly pull her hand away. Her second thought was how nice it felt to have someone hold her hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that your boyfriend back there? One took a step back to let you fall?
He didn't let me fall. It was actually a very affectionate gesture. In context.
If only it was the pie maker's hand.
Can I ask you a small favor? Would you hold my hand just for a moment? But don't say anything. And I'm gonna close my eyes.
All right.
In that moment, Chuck was holding the pie maker's hand. If only by proxy.
Ahem.
What?
It was the proxy that concerned the pie maker.
How'd it go?
Okay, where did he go?
Conrad? He was going to the bathroom.
He's not Conrad, he's the hijacker. He's going to the bathroom in my kitchen.
Boy, this one trip to the morgue.
I'm not letting you get away. Is this the hand you were holding?
It was the other one. He's the hijacker?
Not just that, but an escaped convict to boot.
He's a great fibber then, isn't he?
Great big fibber, whose hand you were holding. What's that about?
I was, if you must know. I was pretending I was holding your hand.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Well, yeah.
Well, on one hand, it makes me feel better. On the other hand, the hand you were holding, it doesn't.
Ned, he's an escaped convict.
You didn't know that when you held his hand. And not only is an escaped convict, he's also a hijacker who's prevented thousands of crops from being airily fertilized. And he stuffed a surly old dead guy in a trunk.
I'm not saying he isn't guilty. And I'm not saying that I am. I'm saying that it's not about him.
No, it's about our client, Becky Caden, wife of Braden Caden. The woman your handyman widowed when he decided to crop dust someone's living room.
Did you catch him?
That one-armed bitch was speedy. But I checked in with my people back at the prison.
You got people? That's so neat.
Did you find out anything good?
You bet I did. And we're gonna need some shovels.
Emerson Codd had learned three things. First, the man they knew as Conrad Fitch was actually one Lemuel Weinger, a low-level employee of a company called Ornin Energy. Second, Ornin was an energy-based corporation known for several types of trading. Plastics, steel, and inside. The latter cost Lemuel his right hand. It also cost him his freedom. Third, during his incarceration, Lemuel became known as Lefty Lim, a name given to him by his cellmate, Jackson Lucas, an infamous diamond thief whose final escapade resulted in a buried treasure that was never recovered, even after he died. He ended up in a prison graveyard with his secret.
Oh, so Lefty Lim was a white-collar criminal. That makes much more sense. Here, shovel.
Gonna get paid once by the widow when we prove her husband's death wasn't a suicide. Dead bodies always lead to paydays.
Yeah. Vodka in the freezer.
We're gonna get paid twice by the feds when they give us the rewards for kicking Lefty's ass back to the clink where he belongs.
Looking forward to that.
And we'll get paid thrice by finding Jackson's buried booty. Woman! Them's my shoes! Aye! Hey, come to Papa.
Chekashi, do you want to go first or shall I?
I would like to hear your thoughts.
Okay. I see what you mean now about when you don't know that, how it's hard to keep track of who's who. I just gave up on keeping track of what actor was who, so I'm just going to critique by the character. I thought Did you have to noise reduce Conrad?
Yeah. Well, no, okay. I didn't noise reduce Conrad, and... Well, sort of. I did it the cheapy way instead of actually noise reducing it. And, basically what you heard was a slightly better version of his original sound. Because his voice kept, like, mixing in with the background noise, and I was like, this is the weirdest shit in the world.
He was real hard to hear.
Yeah, it was really hard to mix.
The only note I made for him was he needs to enunciate. Who is that? Who played Conrad?
Conrad was Divine Dragon? Yes.
Oh, okay. The only one I know Mina-chan, she was good. I thought she was the standout girl. I thought her lines were conversational. I thought she did a pretty good job. Rain, I was disappointed with Rain, and I love Rain, but I was disappointed. You totally, like, rushed your lines, and you have such a great voice, and it would have been awesome to really show that off, but you were just reading really fast, and it just sounded like you didn't want to be there, and you wanted to get it over with, so you were reading really fast, which made me sad.
Yes.
Who played Ned? Was that the British guy?
Ned, XCO? Yeah, it's the British guy who always puts on the American accent.
Yeah, that was... This time it was not realistic at all. Like, there was, like, no emotion. There was no emotion there, and I think maybe because you were working on that American accent, it took away from the emotion, but it didn't sound like an American accent this time. It just sounded like a...
See, but the thing was, I said to everybody, if you want to, use your natural voice. It will probably do you the best.
Yeah.
And
I think... it was a mistake this time.
I would have totally preferred to have you do a British accent if that is your natural accent, which it sounds like it is. And
you fooled us in the monologue, but this time I could tell. And I had forgotten that this was you. So I was like, why does his voice sound so weird? I thought you had maybe a speech impediment at first. And I was like, I don't remember a speech impediment, dude, in the auditions. And then I realized, oh.
No, that's how British people sound when they do bad American accents.
Yeah, maybe that is how they sound. Who played Emerson?
Emerson was my alternative person. Jimmy
Your alternative Kibaka. Person was, like, better than almost everybody that was actually cast at first. I liked you a lot in this Knickerbocker. Mm-hmm. You spoke clearly, and I thought you had the best delivery of everyone. Some of your lines, though, just the way you said them made me laugh, and I don't know why, because they weren't really funny lines, but just the way you delivered them made me laugh at times, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I thought you were probably the best dude in the scene, so I wish we would have cast you beforehand. But you're here now, and that's what matters.
Yes, and you're probably here to stay from that performance.
Yeah, if judging by this, you probably aren't going to be called immune from having the best scene, but maybe we'll call you safe later on. What do you think, Trick-A-Tree?
My thoughts. Mina-chan, I liked most of your deliveries. I believe you only gave me one take of pretty much everything. And
wow.
Yeah, that, like, it was, for the most part, right on. But for
Here's
some
the thing,
of
really...
the later stuff, like, it was really pretty, really, really good early on. And then it got later into the scene, and I would have really liked different takes.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. And the thing about just doing one take is... If you make good choices, that's good, but if you're like walking on a tightrope without a net if you're just doing one take. So it panned out for you this time, but you might want to consider doing more than one take. But I wouldn't even have known you only did one take because I thought you did a good job.
Mm-hmm. And then Rain Campos. I was really excited to hear you, and then, you know, I got your lines and everything, and I was like, well, at least I love your voice and I love your accent, so... but let's see. You weren't entirely bad. And this is a comment from one of my friends who was listening to me mix this too, is that you didn't do half bad. It's just that, you could have done so much more with it. And I think part of the reason is because it's really hard for anyone to, like, do better than the actual narrator, who is just so full of this beautiful, beautiful way of delivering lines and everything.
Yeah,
anyway.
But at the same time, never heard the narrative, and I wasn't impressed by it either.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see here. Conrad, Divine Dragon, I think you did a decent job for the most part with your actual delivery, for the most part. However, your recording quality is so bad. Like, it's nearly impossible to hear you, because like I was saying, your voice would blend in with the background noise, whatever it was, but I had to, like, mildly reduce the background noise in a way that didn't take away from your voice.
I was like, Trekkage's not that bad of a mixer to where she would turn him way down, so mm-hmm. something must be going on. I don't remember his monologue being bad. I don't remember his monologue at all.
I don't either. I don't remember anyone's monologues except for Sasio's, because she did that one from
Death of a Salesman.
Death of a Salesman. Yeah. And then let's see here. Knickerbocker, I thought you did such an original take on Emerson. Like, I wasn't expecting that at all, because Emerson's this big badass black man, and like it just like blew my mind to hear how you sounded in this. Because it was just, it, like, broke any conception of Emerson I had. And you were very silly, too. Which totally, like, isn't Emerson, but whatever. It worked for you. The direction you took with the character, you took it to the end. So that's all good. There are some parts, though. In the beginning of the scene, when you first come in, it's very... you're about to find somebody and you're like, you've been in hot pursuit of him. And I don't know if I made that clear when I transcribed the script, but, I would have liked, different takes on that. I don't recall you sending me different takes. In fact, let's see here. I believe Rain Campos was the only one. I could be wrong, as my mind has turned to mush after mixing for several straight hours. But yeah. I don't remember. Anyway, I'm rambling at this point. I'm done.
Alright, I'm done.
Hey, kids! Don't listen to Trekkage's filthy lies! It's obvious that I, Mixbot, am the one mixing all of these. Ha! In 0.2 seconds. Anyway, so, moving on! Just gonna talk a little bit about these. These are from Pushing Daisies, both The Idiot Brigade and the next one, which is called Nidhogg. I certainly do. Especially after all that insult. Well, guess what? We'll get one after the break.